Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about the blessings of the wilderness. Go with me to Revelation chapter 12, please. In verse 1, "And appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." And we talked about this on yesterday's broadcast, that the moon under her feet and clothed with the sun speaks of seasons. That we have a season of promotion and a season possibly of the wilderness. And the wilderness always leads to a promotion as long as you turn your flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, then the wilderness you may be going through is leading to a promotion. Hallelujah. And we talked about this yesterday, and then verse 2, "She being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered." See, the Father wants to bring your ministry out, your purpose out, and a lot of times it happens right in the wilderness when the only person who could help you is the Father. And he wants to take impurities out of our lives, conform us to the image of Yeshua, and it's just so important, the wilderness work that he can do. And as soon as this child was going to be born, talking about the lady here, Satan wanted to kill that child. But in verse 6, "And a woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of the Father." And as we talked about yesterday, the Father prepares a place for us in the wilderness. And wilderness is a blessing. Verse 13, "When the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she's nourished for a time, times and a half a time." So the Father takes care of us in the wilderness. So I want to show you, and continue on this broadcast today, how the wilderness is a blessing to you. Go with me to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. And 1 Kings 18, Elijah has stood against the 850 false prophets. And remember, he challenged these false prophets. He challenged the God of these false prophets, Satan, to burn up the sacrifice, burn up the rocks. But they called on their God, quote unquote, from noon to 3 p.m. And in my book, Noon, I talk about that hour of time between noon and 3 p.m. It's a great time to make appointments because the devil is especially bound during a time. See, Satan could not burn that sacrifice. But we know the Father showed up for Elijah and did it. But at chapter 19, verse 1, "Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and withal how he had slain all the prophets. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the cards do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Bathsheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But himself went a day's journey into the wilderness." Look at the change in him. He was so bold, and here comes fear trying to come upon him, and did successfully. He kind of forgot the Father's power. He focused in on Jezebel. He thought everybody would return and follow the Father, but Jezebel didn't. And he was just amazed, and he got into himself, got his eyes off the Father, forgot about the Father's power. But in the wilderness, he came and sat down under a juniper tree in verse 4, and he questioned for himself that he might die. "It is enough now, Father, take away my life, for I'm not better than my father's." And he lay and slept under a juniper tree. An angel touched him, "Arise and eat and get him food." And he ran 40 days after he ate that food. And he went into a cave. In verse 11, and he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Father." This is after he had complained to the Father that I'm the only one. And the Father said, "Go into the cave." And behold, the Father passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Father. But the Father was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Father was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire, but the Father was not in the fire. And after the fire a small still voice. See, the Father met him in the wilderness and restored him. He showed forth his power with the earthquake, with the wind and the fire. He showed forth his power and said, "Why are you afraid of Jezebel? I got all power. Didn't I show up for you against that 850 false prophets? Didn't I burn up the sacrifice? Didn't I burn up the rocks? Didn't I lick up the water?" See, he restored them in the wilderness, and the Father can restore us in the wilderness to his power, that everything was created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. were to be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. Everything was created by him and for him. And by him all things consist. So the Father got his eyes fixed back on him again. In verse 13, and it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there was came a voice unto him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? He said, I'm the only one. I'm very jealous, and I'm the only one. Verse 15, but the Father said unto him, go, return on our way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. Anoint Hazael the king over Syria, and Jehu the king of Israel. And Elijah, he shall be the prophet in your place. Hallelujah. So the Father gave him great revelation in the wilderness, prophetically what he needed to do. So the Father can do that to us. He can give us fresh direction in the wilderness. You see, the wilderness is a blessed place. It's a place of blessing where our communication with the Father could be enhanced, because there's nobody that can help us but him. There's nobody that can help Elijah but the Father. And maybe you're in that situation and nobody can help you but the Father. And as long as you turn everything over to the Father, you're in a blessed place. Hallelujah. Because the devil's not there. It's the Father working on you, trying to build up your trust in him again, trying to raise you up to where you need to be, trying to put down the flesh and raise you up. Remember John the Baptist said, I must decrease so he can increase. The way from a higher anointing, a higher position, is allow our flesh to be decreased by the Father. It's so important where you are. It's a blessed place. You should rejoice. And you may not feel like it. Like I mentioned in yesterday's broadcast, you may feel some pressure, but the pressure, the Father is trying to get you used to that pressure, to get you acquainted with that pressure that you're going to feel when you get into your promotion at the higher level. Remember Daniel and the three Hebrew children. They went through a wilderness, but they got promoted. Hallelujah. And that's what the Father wants to do for you. The wilderness, not to take you out, but to take you up. Hallelujah. Not to keep you in the valley, but bring you up to the top of the mountain. Go with me to the book of Psalms. Psalm 55, starting in verse 6. Well, actually, verse 5. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me. This is David speaking. And the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Similar to the way Elijah felt. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, then would I fly away and be at rest. Just like the woman in Revelation chapter 12. There was wings of a great eagle gave her and flew her into the wilderness. Well, then I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and the tempest. Hallelujah. So that's what happens in the wilderness. We're protected from the windy storms and the tempest. And he said in verse 9, destroy, O Father, and divide their tongues, for I've seen violence and strife in the city. He can destroy our enemies, destroy the attack, prepare a table right before you in the midst of your enemies. Maybe you're on the way to work, maybe getting ready for work, maybe on your way home, and there's so much pressure on your job. See, the Father can win for you. All he wants you to do is turn that battle over to him and allow him to win for you. Don't try to figure it out yourself, but he'll prepare that table right in the midst of your enemies for you. In verse 17, even in morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hears our voice in the wilderness. Remember, we just talked yesterday about Hagar, how Hagar was in the wilderness and an angel came to her, prophesied about her son. So he came to her in the wilderness, and he'll come to you and help you. And you hear his voice, and he'll hear your voice. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there are many with me. The Father shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, because they have no changes, they don't fear him, but my Father shall come through for me. He'll come through for you in the wilderness. And he's the only one who will. He'll make sure that all the blessings that you get in the wilderness can be only traced back to him, not to any man, woman, boy, or girl, but only to the Father. Because he wants all the glory. And he's the one to put you in the wilderness. And he's the one to take you out. Like a big spiritual crane. He'll just pull you right out into your promotion. Let him do so. But I want to mention something else. I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, too. I have a message on my website about divorce and remarriage. Divorce and remarriage. If you go to henrywalker.org, click on messages. It's a very important message. And if you feel like you're divorced and people telling you you can't get remarried, you need to read that message. And if you're not sure in your marriage whether you should have a divorce or not, read my message. It's so important that you read the message, go back to the Word, go to the Father, and find out what the truth is. There's so much misconceptions about that topic, divorce and remarriage. And I just want you to read it. It's so important that you read it because the Father wants you to have peace in your home, peace in your marriage. He wants your house to be a place of refuge. But listen to what the Father has to say in that message and talk to Him. It's so important that you get free and work in the ministry that he has for you. It's time that you read the Word for yourself and find out instead of what people, their opinions and tradition has to say. They don't research the words, the Greek words that were used. So again, it's divorce and remarriage and henrywalker.org. And just click on messages and scroll down. You'll love the message. And it's important for you. So you can be complete in your ministry. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Father, for the people that are listening out there, Father, I ask you to touch them. I ask you to minister to them in a special, special way with healing and deliverance, Father. This message about being in the wilderness, help them to realize that's a place of blessing. And especially with that message too, Father, about divorce and remarriage. Let people read that and talk to their hearts, Father, so they can stop listening to people and listen to you. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you and worship you. Do a miracle for the people today. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Well, I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, as I mentioned, henrywalker.org, about 250 prophetic messages. I've written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how he filled every feast day with the exception of three, which he will. And also, I've written a book called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on his calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, and how the things that he did in the Word on those months, he wants to repeat them. And you need to know when these months begins and ends. And if you use that book in conjunction with my biblical calendar page on my website at henrywalker.org, you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 and get ready to receive those blessings. And also on that biblical calendar page, I also have when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020 on both calendars. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day when the Father moves the most. There's a certain hour of the day, when you read my book, you find out that he heals. His healing anointing flows more than any other hour of the day. He can heal any time, but that particular hour, just be under his presence, like under a waterfall, and get refreshed and get healed. And you got to remember, the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that's part of the problem. People don't know the timing and the seasons of the Father. And also, the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. You get so comfort, so much comfort from this book. I want to sell these books to you only at my course, at $5 each. My wife and I want to get these books into your hands in these last days. They're powerful weapons. And you get these books by call. If you have no money, we'll send you books for free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. Or you can go to my website, click on contact, and then email me with your name and address. And remember, this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. If you miss it, but you could also go to WCNO.com, click on demand, use the arrow on top, and go back to a previous broadcast. You can hear it. Tell other people about this broadcast, also about that message on divorce and remarriage. More people need to know that and really know the truth. So remember, till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177. Good Country Home